SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, giving, giving in a relationship? Like your energy is being depleted faster than an iPhone battery on a cross-country flight. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into the art of setting healthy boundaries, because let's be real, sometimes saying no is the most courageous thing you can do. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around our hearts and minds. They keep us safe, they protect our energy, and they allow for healthy, respectful connections. Now, I'm not talking about building walls or becoming a hermit. Boundaries are more like guidelines, clear signals that communicate your needs and limits. It's about understanding your own values, knowing what you're willing to tolerate, and being honest with yourself and others about it. Ever felt like you were always the one making compromises, always bending over backwards? That can lead to resentment, exhaustion, and a whole lot of heartache. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build those healthy boundaries. Think of them as your relationship armor. 1. Know thyself. Before setting any boundaries, take some time for self-reflection. What are your core values? What makes you feel uncomfortable or drained? Identify your needs and non-negotiables in a relationship. It's like figuring out what ingredients go into your favorite smoothie you wouldn't put broccoli in there if you hated it, right? 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your boundaries, don't be afraid to voice them. Think of it as setting the scene for a great movie. Clear communication sets the stage for a strong story. Use those statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming others. Instead of saying "you always make me feel," try something like "I feel overwhelmed when..." 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Remember, boundaries are about protecting yourself, not attacking others. Be firm and direct, but maintain a respectful tone. Think of it as playing tennis. You need to hit the ball back hard, but you don't want to smash your opponent's racket. 4. Expect pushback. Some people might resist your boundaries, especially if they're used to getting their way. Don't get discouraged. Stand your ground and reiterate your needs. Imagine it like a game of tug-of-war. Sometimes you have to hold on tight even when it gets tough. 5. Reevaluate and adjust. Life is constantly changing, and so are our needs. Regularly check in with yourself and see if your boundaries still serve you. It's like fine-tuning your car. You need to make adjustments along the way to keep things running smoothly. Let's talk about a real-world example that might resonate with you. Picture this. You're invited to a huge party, but you know you have an important deadline looming. Your friend keeps texting you, excited about all the fun you'll miss out on. How do you handle this? This is where those boundaries come in. Instead of feeling pressured to attend, you could politely decline and explain your situation. You might say something like, "Thanks for the invite, but I have a big deadline I need to meet. Rain check next time." See how that feels more empowering than just saying yes out of obligation. Think about it. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It allows you to show up as your best self in all your relationships, without compromising your well-being. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met, and healthy boundaries are the foundation for genuine connection and fulfillment. Ready to take action? This week, I want you to identify one area where you need to set a boundary. Maybe it's with a demanding coworker, a friend who always borrows money, or even just learning to say no to social commitments that drain your energy. Start small, be consistent, and watch how those boundaries transform your relationships for the better. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are some of your biggest boundary challenges? And most importantly, keep building those walls of strength and resilience. We'll catch you in the next episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.